Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in studio today, we have Dr. Lance Hatch, Carbon School District Superintendent. And Dr. Hatch, it's been a little while since we've had you in, but I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to stop back by, so thank you.
Well, thank you. It's we've had a few developments recently, so it's good to be here.
I know earlier in the week there was talk about, okay, we're waiting on the announcement, be it from an athletic standpoint or an academic standpoint. We knew that the academics would come first, and then that would kind of cause a chain reaction throughout the state. And sure enough, Governor Gary Herbert makes the announcement earlier this week, and so I'm sure it's been a rather busy 48 hours for the district in general.
Yeah, we kind of anticipated that's the direction the state was going to go. So we have been thinking about this for a while, but there was sure a lingering hope that maybe the kids could come back to our facilities again. We miss them. The teachers miss the students, and I think the students miss the teachers as well, and not just the teachers, but all of the environment and the interactions with each other. We were also kind of hoping to be able to do some of our favorite things. This is one of my favorite times of year, where we get to celebrate students, we get to have awards, and we get to have graduation, and we get to, you know, go to track meets, and we get to see ball games, and we have soccer, we have all these tennis and everything. There's just so many awesome things that our wonderful public education system provides, and so we're missing all of that, and so it was quite a blow to finally get that ultimate word kids can't come back the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I'm sure for teachers, they probably sit back and think, oh my goodness, we got another month and a half of this, but that's not necessarily going to be the case, correct?
That's right. We have been thinking long and hard about how to approach the rest of the school year. Between now and May 1st, we don't see us doing much different. The expectations are still the same. We want all students to stay engaged in their learning, and we want teachers to make sure that they're providing meaningful learning activities. We don't see any changes until that time. But beginning on May 4th, we have a transition happening. In the month of May, there are a couple of things that we normally focus on. One of them is reviewing for assessments that we take, and the other one is taking the assessments. That takes a lot of time, a lot of scheduling, a lot of energy to get those assessments completed. And we do a lot of student activities, field trips and field day and all those kind of things. We can't do any of that this year. So May is always different. And we feel like this year, we also need to make sure that May is different than what we have been experiencing. So beginning on May 4th, students will be receiving one activity each day. And that activity is going to be a fun, interactive activity. They won't be responsible for multiple classes, multiple subjects. They will be expected to participate in the one activity, and like I say, it's going to be fun and interesting. And during that time, teachers have an important job to do. We are facing a situation where our students have a lot of gaps. We have not been able to teach them to the level that they need to be taught this fourth quarter. They haven't been able to receive the instruction that we wish they would have. So there's going to be big gaps when they come back in the fall. So our teachers have a lot of work to do to prepare for that. They need to figure out how are we going to find those gaps and assess students. But we also need to figure out how are we going to address that when they come back. So there's a lot of work, a lot of planning that needs to be done by the teachers. So this is going to provide them an opportunity to do that.
It's probably exciting, yet maybe a little bit scary, right? When you sit down and you start to think about, okay, how are we going to change things through the month of May? Because we're creatures of habit, right? If we're talking about students, if we're talking about administration, teachers, it doesn't matter. We're all creatures of habit. So when you sit down and you try to put together a plan for May, how much actually went into saying, okay, this needs to take place here, this needs to take place here, and ultimately, okay, this is the right plan?
Well, a lot of conversation, but everything was driven by this overarching desire to make sure that the experience isn't devastating and that we're not harming students. That's our number one concern. We want to help the students as much as we can, but you know, you think of the Hippocratic Oath from that doctors take, do no harm. And that's, you know, we've thought a lot about that. So really what's driving this is our desire to make sure that the experience is a positive one and that we don't. Can you imagine having, our students are working really hard, and a lot of them are struggling to navigate this world of doing all their lessons. And the idea that we would continue this level of intensity all the way through May just doesn't make sense, because we wouldn't be doing that in a normal school year. We would be doing things very different. So that's some of the thinking that went into the plan.
Again, we're being joined right now by Dr. Lance Hatch, superintendent of the Carbon County School District. Doctor, let's move on and then let's continue to talk about some of the other things that are on the agenda. I know you have a whole list in front of you. Is there anything that we haven't really talked about that's going to be changing once we move into the month of May?
Yes, there is a something that we would like the public to understand. And we have a need for, at some point, for students to pick up their personal items. They left school on March 13th, and they didn't come back. So they have personal items that are there. We have things we need to collect, like Chromebooks.
Yeah.
and there are yearbooks that need to be distributed, and there are packets of work that the students are doing that need to be turned in. So we need to figure out a way to do that, and we've asked our principals to come up with a plan. They will be posting their plans online. They'll be communicating with parents through emails and social media and other ways. But each school is going to handle that a little bit different. But we have to be careful, because we follow all of the guidelines from the health department. So how do we allow students and parents to come into the school, do what they need to do by picking up what's theirs, dropping off what's ours, and take care of all that in a safe, responsible way that complies with the health department's guidelines. So that's what we're working on, and we just want to give people a heads up that we do want to see students and parents at some point coming in to the school, following whatever procedure the school sets up to make that happen safely.
Anything else that we haven't touched on yet?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, I'm sure that's going to change right in the very near future. It seems like a very fluid situation.
Yeah, seems like there's always something else, yeah.
And I know that the lunch program is back as well. That's important to mention. I know that there was a brief pause for spring break, but now the lunch and breakfast program, it is back.
Yes, we want to inform everybody that's going to continue all the way through the 21st of May. And then after that, we'll be announcing soon, I'm sure, our summer lunch program details. Those are yet to be finalized, but yeah, we'll be continuing that. I do want to give a shout out to an amazing business who stepped up over spring break, and that's Balance Rock Eatery. They took care of breakfast and lunch for all of the helper middle school Sally Morrow Boundary students, and just phenomenal. I can't express enough how awesome that was for them to do.
Small communities are the best.
Yes, they are amazing. So.
Dr. Hatch, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us. And again, I'm sure all this information will be making its way to parents and teachers and students relatively soon. And I'm sure you and I will be having more conversations in the very near future. A lot of other items still to be addressed, such as graduation. That's a big one here in this area.
That is big. We're in the middle of plans right now. We're excited about the plans. It's going to be very different, but it's going to be cool. So we're looking forward to that.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you again for the time, and I look forward to the next conversation real soon.
Okay. Thank you.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.